the Nublar, everybody, and watch your step, please. A narrow path wound down the hill. The air was chilly and damp. As they moved lower, the mist around them thinned, and Grant could see the landscape better. It looked, he thought, rather like the Pacific Northwest, the Olympic Peninsula.
That's right, Regis said. Primary ecology is deciduous rainforest, rather different from the vegetation on the mainland, which is more classical rainforest. But this is a microclimate that only occurs at elevation. On the slopes of the northern hills, the majority of the island is tropical.
Down below, they could see the white roofs of large buildings nestled among the planting. Grant was surprised. The construction was elaborate. They moved lower out of the mist, and now he could see the full extent of the island stretching away to the south. As Regis had said, it was mostly covered in tropical forest. To the south, rising above the palm trees, Grant saw a single trunk with no leaves at all, just a big curving stump. Then the stump moved and twisted around to face the new arrivals. Grant realized that he was not seeing a tree at all. He was looking at the graceful, curving neck of an enormous creature rising 50 feet into the air. He was looking at a dinosaur.
Welcome.
My God,
Ellie said softly. They were all staring at the animal above the trees.
My God.
Her first thought was that the dinosaur was extraordinarily beautiful. Books portrayed them as oversized, dumpy creatures, but this long-necked animal had a gracefulness, almost a dignity about its movements, and it was quick. There was nothing lumbering or dull in its behavior. The sauropod peered alertly at them and made a low trumpeting sound, rather like an elephant. A moment later, a second head rose above the foliage, and then a third, and a fourth.
My God,
Ellie said again. Gennaro was speechless. He had known all along what to expect. He had known about it for years, but he had somehow never believed it would happen. And now he was shocked into silence. The awesome power of the new genetic technology, which he had formerly considered to be just so many words in an overwrought sales pitch, the power suddenly became clear to him. These animals were so big. They were enormous, big as a house, and so many of them. Actual damn dinosaurs, just as real as you could want. Gennaro thought, we are going to make a fortune on this place, a fortune. He hoped to God the island was safe. Grant stood on the path on the side of the hill with a mist on his face, staring at the gray necks craning above the palms. He felt dizzy, as if the ground were sloping away too steeply. He had trouble getting his breath, because he was looking at something he had never expected to see in his life. Yet he was seeing it. The animals in the mist were perfect apatosaurs, medium-sized sauropods. His stunned mind made academic associations. North American herbivores, late Jurassic horizon, commonly called brontosaurs, first discovered by E.D. Cope in Montana in 1876. Specimens associated with Morrison Formation strata in Colorado, Utah, and Oklahoma. Recently, Berman and McIntosh had reclassified it as a Diplodocus, based on skull appearance. Traditionally, Brontosaurus was thought to spend most of its time in shallow water, which would help support its large bulk. Although this animal was clearly not in the water, it was moving much too quickly, the head and neck shifting above the...